Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're going to talk about the defensive line today and the interior defensive line. And the Eagles addressed that position recently
Yes.
in an acquisition. They made a trade to move down in the third round to acquire former second-round pick, Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle Timmy Jernigan. Real quick, before we get to this draft class, your thoughts on that trade?
Like him. I like Jernigan a lot. I think he fits exactly what the Eagles do. He'll move in and replace Benny Logan. He's a one-gap player, great quickness, stout body, but it belies really quick feet. He's got great lateral movement. I think he can fill that role perfectly in a Jim Schwartz defense that's really a one-gap style defense.
So when we saw Timmy Jernigan coming out of Florida State a couple years ago, 2014, he profiled as a defensive tackle.
Exactly
we saw
what
him
he is.
What he was. But now when you look at the top of this draft, and that's why some people will say that this class does not have great defensive tackles, because when you look at Jonathan Allen and you look at Solomon Thomas and even Malik McDowell from Michigan State, you don't see prototypical body types for a defensive tackle,
you're right.
You see skill sets on film that project
and
inside.
That, to me, is so representative of Solomon Thomas. And I know a lot of people are putting him with the edge players. I don't know how you feel. He is not an edge player.
I agree.
Now, I know the Stanford coaching staff agrees, by the way, too. I think his traits profile absolutely as a three technique D tackle in a 4-3. Now, people will say he's 273 pounds, and yes, that may be a concern for some. Will there be snaps if he gets double teamed or maybe he gets moved? Yes, but I think he's so explosive and can find space. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell he's Aaron Donald, because I don't want to quite say that, but his game is more like that. That's the style of player he is. He's not an edge player. He's not a space player. He's a confined space player, and that's where his explosion really shows up.
Yeah, that's what you can say the same exact thing about Jonathan Allen. Not necessarily the most dynamic player off the edge,
no.
But really skilled with
his
hands, tough, good run defender. But again, under 290 pounds at the combine. So when you look at a guy like Jonathan Allen, who a lot of people are thinking could fall even potentially to 14 to the Eagles, how would he fit in a scheme like Jim Schwartz's?
Well, and again, you're getting into now the fact that it's a one-gap scheme. So you're talking about quickness, explosion. Allen used his hands maybe as well as any defensive lineman in this draft class. Really understood how to use them. Quick, active, violent. He was a fun player to watch. Obviously, he played both the end and D tackle. But I agree with you. When I was finished watching him, I clearly said in my mind, at the NFL level, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah, and you look at Malik McDowell, who I mentioned in the beginning of this segment.
He's played both as well.
Extremely athletic and can be very, very disruptive. Just a little bit up and down with his play, and that's why he's not considered in the top half of this first round. But when you look at this defensive tackle spot, I think the name that you have to bring in is Eddie Vanderdoes from UCLA, who played in a three-man front but can play in a four-man front as well.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see from Vanderdoes and how he projects?
You know what he kind of reminded me of? Because he's almost he's deceptively athletic, because you see the body type and you just automatically assume that a guy really shouldn't move real well, you know, with that body type. He kind of reminded me, for people who may be aware of this, of Kyle Williams, who's had a great career with
the
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Really athletic. Again, not a great body. I think Vanderdoes is that kind of guy. There's a movement to him that's very surprising. I was surprised. I didn't know much about him when I first put the tape on, because I knew about McKinley. I knew about the corner Moreau. You know, when I put the tape on, I didn't know much about Vanderdoes, because he had some, I think, injury issues.
Yep.
And I mean, I knew the name, but didn't know much about the player. And I'm kind of watching him going, well, this guy moves way better than what he looks like. And he's a very intriguing guy. You see him as a three technique?
I think he could play nose tackle in a four. I think he would. That would be his best fit.
See, but I think he's a one technique.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see him. I see him as a one technique in a 4-3 scheme. And it's interesting you mentioned Kyle Williams. Had a great year for Jim Schwartz in the 1 year he was the defense coordinator at Buffalo. So when you look at the rest of this class, a guy like Jahlil Johnson certainly comes to mind from Iowa.
I liked him.
Some of these other players that come to mind. Who stands out to you in the rest of this class?
Johnson really stood out to me. I really enjoyed watching Iowa's defense. And Johnson, I'm trying to figure out, I really liked the way he played. He didn't make a ton of plays in the run game behind the line of scrimmage. And the only thing that bothered me is, I think his movement said three technique to me.
Yep.
Certainly he's big enough to be a one technique, because I think he's about 315, I think.
Yeah.
But I saw him more as a three, but then I kept saying to myself, Is he really a three? Because I'm not sure that explosive quickness that you'd really like to see. You know, it just didn't. He didn't make those kinds of plays. But when I was done watching Iowa and I watched a number of games, I really liked the player.
Just like the defensive end group, this defensive tackle class full of very interesting options, and the Eagles could certainly dip into that group in this NFL draft. And as we continue to preview this draft class, stay tuned for more right here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.